I'm squinting as I emerge from the metro station. It's March, so the sun is bright and low, glancing off the sandstone walls of the Tuileries austere gardens. Bare trees and classical sculptures throw long shadows over pale gravel paths. The traffic in the Rue de Rivoli behind me is as noisy as ever, and the Musée d'Orsay tempts from the opposite bank of the Seine. A waft of cigarette smoke mingles with the fresh air and scent of sun on stone. Parallel with road and river, long white marquees run the entire length of this vast space. Already I'm noticing a ridiculous number of skinny women dressed in black. They stand posturing in groups, sunglasses huge, cigarettes in one hand, phone in the other, their hair expensively dyed in streaks and pulled up tight. Their faces are pulled tight too, giving a harshness that's hard to put your finger on at first. It's a kind of blankness, which makes me think, as I look closer, that they've had some work done. They all sport big black shoulder bags, bright lipstick, and shiny hoop earrings. Just a little glint of bling is allowed. This is the uniform of the fashion buyer. We're in Paris for Fashion Week. Twice a year, March and September, designers come to show, the press come to write, and buyers come to buy. It's a mad rush from season to season, show to show, collection to collection. Time slips away unnoticed while the months are measured out in marquees. This must be my 20th year in Paris. I exhibit each year in London and Tokyo as well, New York if I've got the energy, and from time to time, Berlin and Melbourne too. Unveiling a new collection of 40 or so theme pieces, necklaces on lavish and modest scales, a selection of earrings, some rings, and a few bracelets. The pressure is to second-guess, or better still, inspire, the following season's new look. Down the steps, a doorman in a bright yellow puffer jacket lets me in, and after a flash of my security pass, I'm swallowed up by the first tent, Paris Sur Mode. The white space inside is divided into booths, monochrome settings for rack after rack of new clothes. The air is warm and sugary, with the smell of sweet coffee mixed with 100 different perfumes. Subdued and sophisticated muzak loops under the chatter, its hint of Europop echoing the medley of languages and accents I catch as I pass. There's Russian, French, Italian, American, and Japanese too, of course. These visitors are also all in black. Footsteps are muffled but not silenced by the carpet covering the wooden flooring. Some people stomp purposefully down the aisle while others totter along in shoes as unfeasibly high as they are fashionable. My own uniform of jeans and trainers comes from years of experience and a longing for comfort. As a rule, buyers move in packs. The Japanese tend to trawl the shows in groups of five or six. There's a gang of them coming along now. Three men, the bosses, no doubt, the money men, and two exhausted-looking women who'll be making the decisions. Italians move in threes. British buyers seem to operate mostly in twos, while big American stores roam in threes or fours. They pull things off racks and wreck elegant displays with nonchalance. Their silhouettes widen as they progress, great shiny bags multiplying on arms and shoulders. I've made it through Paris Sur Mode, and I'm into première classe now. The difference is striking. It's more cramped and busy here and smells much sweatier, too. It's horribly hot. In the old days, you couldn't see from one end to the other for the cigarette smoke. Paris Sur Mode is clothes. Première classe is accessories. One of several such shows in Paris, it's both the biggest and the toughest to get into. The organizers have a strict selection process, and it shows. There's more variety here in people as well as products. There goes a guy in skinny purple jeans and yellow shoes, tossing his orange ponytail. He looks as though he's got a monkey strapped to his back, but it's just the fur lining of his jacket. A tall and beautiful black man with short-cropped peroxided hair and a 70s porn star moustache is wearing an ankle-length dress of floating purple under his leather jacket and stiletto boots with fur pom-poms. I think of the streets around my studio in Elephant and Castle and wonder how long he'd last there.